Welcome to Adventures in ESL Podcast, a podcast for K-12 ESL teachers who want to learn strategies and tips for planning for their English language learners. I am Millie, and I will be your host on this ESL adventure. Welcome, educators. Before we get started with today's episode, I want to share with you the engaging resources that I have available to you in my Teacher Pay Teacher Store, My Adventures in ESL. To learn more about these resources, go to myadventuresinesl.com/store. I want to start off today's episode with some encouragement. I know that it's the end of the school year and things can get hard. I want you to remember that you are doing a wonderful job for yourself and for the students that you support. Thank you for the dedication that you're putting in and day out for your students and the time that you're putting in to make sure that they are being successful. So thank you. In this week's episode, I will share strategies and tips on how you can stand out when applying for interviews. Yes, it's that time of the year where you are going to be, you might want to apply for other jobs, whether you are a new teacher or whether you are transferring to a new district or a new school, these strategies will work for you. I have told this story about my teacher interview debacle on episode 72, and I'm going to share it with you all really quickly again. Just so you'll know, anything is possible. So to start off, I wanted to let you all know that when I transitioned into a career of deciding to teach ESL, I was working at a company that supports people with their retirement plans. So that was just two extremes, moving from that to teaching. I had no clue about what I needed to do to prepare for a teaching interview. I knew what to do for regular job interviews, but a teaching interview, it is so, so much different, and I had no clue how to prepare. The first interview that I had, I was at an elementary school, and it was a panel interview of teachers. All I remember was sitting down at the end of the table, and the next thing I remember, I was in my car. I do not remember anything. So needless to say, I did not get that job. I received a second interview, and this one stood out to me the most. And I remember after going into the interview, how much it put a fire under me. I was interviewed at another elementary school. It was another panel interview, and I am almost positive I was being watched behind a one glass mirror. Maybe the admin was on the other side of the mirror, and there was a group of teachers that were interviewing me. The teachers that were interviewing me were firing off all type of questions to me, and I was trying my best to answer. It was in the middle of that interview that I realized that those teachers were talking in what I call teacher language. When I got in the car, I wrote down every question they asked me that I could remember so I can research some of the answers. And this is just a really great tip outside of everything that you to do that. So when you leave an interview, just write down the questions because you'll start to see a pattern in the questions that are being asked to you. I did not get that job either, but I did learn a lot from that interview. The third interview I had was actually the school where I had my first job. So I'll kind of swing around to how that happened. I did not get the job on the first interview at the school where I had my first teaching job. I went into the interview with prepared questions from the last interview. It was another panel interview, and the panel that interviewed me didn't think I was a good fit for the position. At this point, I was getting discouraged. I was under the impression that it would be really easy to get a teaching job. After the third interview, I tried some networking sessions and I kept interviewing as much as possible. The position opened up again at the school that I had my first job at. And I said, okay, it's open again. Maybe they have more teacher positions open. Let me go back and apply for that position again. So I did. It was a different panel this time. I went into the interview honest, open, and very vulnerable. If I didn't know the answer, I was truthful. I did let them know that I was open and willing to learn whatever I needed to learn to be successful. I got the job. And that is how I am here now, because working with an amazing group of admin and teachers, and I was so grateful for them seeing something in me and giving me that opportunity. So I'm going to go ahead and dive into our first tips. Tip number one, let's take a look at some ways your resume can stand out. The first way is to ensure that your resume is aligned with the job description. The authentic way to do this is to pull out the key points of the job description. Then match those skills and keywords from the job listing. My second resume tip is to include a digital portfolio or a paper copy of your portfolio with the resume. This will give the people interviewing you a chance to see some work examples. I'm actually working with a mentor teacher this year, and we were talking about this, and I suggested to her, why not put a QR code on the resume? That way, when you're in an interview and you don't want to keep making paper copies, you'll just have that QR code, they can scan it on their phone, and it will take them to an online portfolio of your work. And that online portfolio does not have to be fancy, you all. I was thinking of a Google Drive with scans of work samples. It does not have to be fancy, or you can do a website. It just depends on how extra you're feeling like being in that moment. But that is an example that I gave her. And I think when I was doing panel interviews with other teachers, they always ask, well, do you have some work samples? So keep that in mind, a way to kind of make your resume jump out. And if you're going into interviews on your resume and you don't want to bring a whole book of, you know, work samples, just have that QR code so the people that you're giving your resume can just scan it really quickly and then go to your Google Drive to see those work samples. The second tip is to do as much research as you can about the schools. This puts you in an optimal position when you're interviewing and you can display your knowledge about the school. Most interviews start with the question, are you familiar with our school? You can then share some details about the school you're familiar with and/or what you like about the school's curriculum, extracurricular activities, things that you've noticed as you're walking in a building, things you notice on the website. I would always be like, you know, before the interview, I went on your website, I went on your Instagram page, I went on your Facebook page, and I noticed that you all were doing this, this, and this. So do that before the interview. It would be so awkward if you're interviewing for somebody and then they say, well, what is school? And you're like, nothing. So take 15 minutes to just look through their social media. Most schools have those. Go through their website and write some notes down. So if that question does come up, you'll be able to answer it. At the end of the interview, this will also provide you with enough questions you can ask the panel. This is another way you can stand out from the other teachers who are interviewing with some for the same position, because they're always going to ask, well, what questions do you have for me? And a pro tip I have for you is, write down 3 questions you want to ask the panel or the person who's interviewing you. And that's why it's so crucial to go through the website, their social medias, so you can generate some questions that you can ask the panel. It will make you stand out. You will be amazed how many people do not. No, that's it. Thank you. You will be amazed with how many people do not ask questions of the panel or the person interviewing them. So ask questions, ask 2 to 3 questions at the end of that interview. It's going to make you stand out. The third tip I have is at the beginning of every interview, there is the infamous question. And I think we all know what it is. So tell us about yourself. Don't we all love that? I want you to know, there is a 99.8% chance that this question is going to be asked of you. So being prepared for that question is the key to standing out. When answering this question, provide them with a brief overview of your background. I would also suggest you share with them how you draw your inspiration. Also include some fun facts about yourself, the hobbies that you participate in. And this is a good opportunity to connect to the interview panel. This is not the time to be humble. Going to say that again. This is not the time to be humble. You need to be bragging on yourself all through this part of the interview. You need to come in with your achievements, things that you are really good at, things that your hobbies, your interests, your goals. Like, you do want to be like, well, that's all I have to say about myself. Like, just build yourself up so much during this point, because I'm telling you, that is going to make you stand out from the rest of the candidates. My last tip is be ready to shine with concrete and detailed examples when answering their questions. This helps the interviewer understand your teaching style and the strategies you use in the classroom. It also strengthens your responses to the questions. So this is going to require some preparation, but think of some examples. And it's okay to say, hey, I really want to have an example, or I really want to have a good example for you. Can I just take a few seconds to think and just give you some think time and think of those examples? And when you're pulling from those examples, think of your personal teaching examples, examples that happen in your own life. If you're a student teacher, think back to things you may saw your mentor teacher doing or things that you experienced in the classroom. That can really, 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 really strengthen you or strengthen your candidacy when you're interviewing. If you found value in today's episode, I want to encourage you all to go to myadventuresinesl.com/store to get the full detailed lesson plans I have available for you for the month of April, May, and June. So to round out the end of the school year, they also include 2 full weeks of lesson plans and activities. Also, I want to wish you all the best doing your teaching interviews. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I will see you all next week. Bye.
Thank you for joining me this week on Adventures in ESL. Make sure to visit my website, myadventuresinesl.com, for some freebies and special gifts. You can also subscribe to the show so you will never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, I appreciate it if you provide a rating on iTunes so more ESL teachers can learn strategies and tips. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and remember to stay positive and always have high expectations for your English language learners. See you soon!